We talk quite a bit about Alzheimer's disease. We get updates from time to time, but there is some new research that we definitely want to tell you about. And the Vice President of Scientific Engagement for the Alzheimer's Association is joining us. Rebecca Edelmeyer is here. Thanks for being here. We've got to get her microphone on real quick, but there we go. Sorry about that.
We were chatting so much off the air, I forgot to turn on our microphone.
There has been some really positive and encouraging research in this field. Why don't you start off with some news that people will want to hear?
Well, I think it's a really, really incredible time in the research field for Alzheimer's disease and other dementia. We are seeing palpable momentum in the science. We just are coming off of our Alzheimer's Association International Conference, which we hosted in Philadelphia this year. We had over 14,000 researchers and clinicians from across the world that were participating. And we saw everything presented there from new discoveries around ways to detect and diagnose Alzheimer's disease and other dementia, new treatments that were being discussed, and even new ways that we could potentially be reducing our risk. So that research is all ongoing, and we're making a lot of progress in the types of strategies that might be most effective in treating and diagnosing the disease.
What are some of those ways? What are some of those strategies?
So I would say one of the most important things right now is for people to get an early and accurate and really timely diagnosis, because that offers a lot of benefits, both medical, emotional, and social benefits that are associated with that diagnosis. We need to make sure people are getting on an appropriate care path. And one of the things that we're seeing is we need tests and technologies that are going to support that, ones that are accessible, cost-effective, something that's scalable across the globe. And blood tests are really making remarkable progress. So if you were to ask me probably 5 years ago if there would be a blood test for Alzheimer's disease, I probably would have said, I don't think it's possible. But amazing research is happening, a lot of it right here, even in St. Louis. Some of the researchers that are really world-renowned are doing some of that work on developing new blood tests, and they're becoming more and more accurate.
How is Alzheimer's generally diagnosed right now?
So there's not one single test that can help diagnose Alzheimer's disease. It's typically a combination of tests. It will be medical exams, neurological exams. There may be what we call biomarker or diagnostic tests, so fluid analysis or even brain imaging that's done. And doctors will take all of that information together to understand what may be the cause of any symptoms that are associated with Alzheimer's disease, which is changes in your cognition, changes in your memory and thinking. All of that's put together to paint a picture of what the cause is.
So Alzheimer's can develop before symptoms.
That's a great point. So it really is a continuum. This disease occurs across a continuum. There is a stage of the disease that we call the asymptomatic stage, where there may not be any noticeable changes in someone's memory or thinking, but there certainly are already changes happening in the brain. And that can happen maybe even 10 or 20 years before someone shows symptoms. So some of these new tests are trying to detect the disease at its earliest stages, those biological changes that are happening in the brain. And then it does occur and progress over time, where more and more of the symptoms become present. They're interfering with activities of daily living to a point where the disease then causes a lot of loss of independence and people have to have full-time care. One of the things that we're trying to do, though, is prevent that disease from progressing. So new treatments are certainly a big part of our discussion today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next, about treatments, because I don't really know how it's treated right now. And would the goal be to prevent it from advancing, or to, I guess there's not necessarily a cure for it, but what are some of the areas that researchers are looking into?
So you're correct. There's not a cure for Alzheimer's disease or other types of dementia yet today, but we do have new treatments that have been approved by the FDA that can actually slow down the disease progression. And what that means is they're targeting sort of the underlying biology that's driving the disease. One of the types of treatments that have been approved are treatments that go after the amyloid plaques in the brain. Many people have heard of amyloid plaques or tau tangles that are a part of Alzheimer's disease. And so these treatments really help to remove the beta amyloid from the brain, which help to keep the cells healthier for longer periods of time, really slowing down the progression of the disease. And so it's important, though, that people understand that those treatments are approved for people that are living in early stage Alzheimer's. So that means that detecting and diagnosing it and getting an appropriate timely diagnosis is really critical. So people living with mild cognitive impairment due to Alzheimer's disease or mild Alzheimer's dementia may be eligible for some of these new treatments.
Are there skeptics out there that think there's too much risk, or these clinical trials are, I mean, they are what they are. They're pretty exciting, aren't they? About what's going on? How do you weigh all of that? What do you hear?
So from what we've seen today, the clinical trials have demonstrated that these new treatments are able to produce a change in an individual's progression. They're producing clinically meaningful benefits for individuals. They can stay independent for longer periods of time. And that's what we need to see for our treatments of this nature. But there's also a variety of other treatment approaches that are in development today. So ones that are not just targeting the amyloid beta in the brain or targeting the tau. We've seen a diversification of all of the different types of treatments that are in development today. Those that may go after changes that are occurring in the immune system or even the blood vessels or even inflammation that may be contributing to Alzheimer's disease. So we do think that in the future, really effective treatment for Alzheimer's disease and other types of dementia are going to include powerful combinations of therapeutics that go after multiple changes that are happening in the brain, but also even lifestyle intervention that can really help to reduce our risk and may even be able to change the disease progression.
A few weeks ago, I interviewed someone who talked about this big study about processed meats and how too much processed meats, I guess it was people who ate less processed meats tended to have a lower risk of dementia. I thought that was really fascinating. So is there more research going on about ways that we might be able to prevent Alzheimer's in the first place?
That's a fantastic question, and I think an important point. One of the things that we continue to see researchers across the globe studying is what is producing risk in individuals or even groups or even populations of people. We need to study what underlying risk means and how we could defend ourselves against that type of risk. So the concept around processed meats, this was a particular study looking at one type of particular ingredient that we eat each day. And it did note that eating more and more processed types of food, and particularly in this research study, processed meat, increased an individual's risk for developing dementia. But we know that probably there's more complexity to nutrition than a single ingredient. And so that we continue to do research to better understand what type of diet, what type of nutrition might be the most beneficial for our brain over time, so that we can hopefully in the future push out public health strategies for risk reduction that include nutritional recommendations.
You've been listening to Vice President Scientific Engagement for Alzheimer's Association, Rebecca Edelmeyer. Where can people find more information?
So if anyone has any more questions for us at the Alzheimer's Association, you are welcome to call us anytime 24/7 at our helpline at 272-3900. We really encourage you to call that 1-800 helpline, 1-800-272-3900 for any questions that you might have, or you can find a ton of information on our website at alz.org.
Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate the update.
Thank you.